I'm Will Davis, and this is Tennessee Valley StoryCorps. Conversations from people who went to the StoryCorps recording booth when it came to Chattanooga's Miller Park in the spring of 2019. Today, in honor of National Library Week, Executive Director of the Chattanooga Public Library, Corinne Hill, talks to the library's former Chief Administrative Officer, Richard Beeland.
What was it like coming into a library environment that I like to think, because we're in it, you know, we think it's just so special. What was it like coming in kind of cold?
Yeah, it was good, first of all. But, you know, there had always been an association with the city, you know, because of the way things used to be back before the funding structure changed. And then once it changed, then the library really became a part of the city, although it was at an arm's length. It seemed like everything happened. You guys had your own policies mm-hmm. and your own procedures. They didn't match any of those mm-hmm. at the city. And so
And that's why you came in, was to help us make that transition.
Right. And but when I did, though, it was one, great people. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, too. It's wonderful people that work there and very dedicated and committed to what they do and very protective of the system there at the library. I mean, they believed in what they did. They believed that they did it for a purpose and that it was very important. And it is. Mm-hmm. But, you know, having been at the library and having worked there, I did fall in love with the downtown library branch. I mean, yeah. You know, that's a beautiful, beautiful building that was done, took a lot of care. Mm-hmm. The architects, the designers were very specific in what they did there.
Yep.
And it's survived for this 45, 50 yeah. years almost, because people have loved it.
Right. And you know, since the day I walked in and I saw that Pretoria furniture and that Knoll and the Herman Miller and just, oh my Lord, and that whole mid-century modern appearance, I just fell in love with it.
Hey, tell me about the fourth floor. Whenever they're talking about something innovative or something that's not offered anywhere else, they talk about the fourth floor at the library.
That was actually the brainchild of Nate Hill, who was in San Jose at the time, and I ran into him at a conference. And, you know, and I was just like, Nate, like, I'm getting ready to go move to this city in Tennessee. And I said, I've been in that building. I said, and that they've got a fourth floor that is nothing but storage. And I said, if you come work with me, I said, man, I said, we can clear that out. And I said, do, you know, let's watch your vision take place. Because he really did have a vision for that. Mm-hmm. I mean, libraries still reach out to us to, like, what do you consider to be basic for a makerspace? What's basic equipment? Today, it's really being used by everyone in the community. It's insane. Like, I go up there and it's just, you look around and you've got small business owners, you've got young people, you got, you know, under 18, you've got 18 to, I mean, every age group is accounted for.
Yeah, one of the funny, it just reminded me of something when you were saying all that. One of the funniest things, you know, being there and working was some of the requests for things that would come through, you know, would be hammers or
purchasing
or
requests, yeah.
hair dryers or, you know, like 4,000 bottle caps, you know,
right.
and buttons, right?
Yes,
pens,
yes, yes.
Buttons.
Yeah, 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 yeah. It's yeah, great.
That was a good thing.
I've loved talking with you, Richard.
Love talking with you too, Corinne.
That was Corinne Hill and Richard Beeland. This Tennessee Valley StoryCorps conversation can be found at our website, wutc.org, and you can subscribe to the Tennessee Valley StoryCorps podcast wherever you get your podcasts. This series is produced and edited by me and brought to you, in part, by EPB Fiber Optics. I'm Will Davis.